You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 56, The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we're looking at the 1974 number one hit by Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died, a tribute to Al Capone and his gangsters and a shootout with the police. We'll dig into the lyrics, which received an odd response from Mayor Richard Daley, in just a moment. But first, let's find out a little bit more about Paper Lace. Paper Lace was formed in 1969 in Nottingham, England, which is nicknamed the Lace City, due to its prominence in the 18th and 19th centuries as a major manufacturing center for lace. Philip Wright, a singer and drummer, formed the band with bassist Cliff Fish, and over the next 2 years, they would add guitarist Michael Vaughn and Chris Morris. The band were hired on as the house band at a club called Tiffany's and started getting a little television exposure on the BBC. In 1974, they added rhythm guitarist Carlo Santana, no relation to Carlos, and the band appeared on the appropriately titled television talent competition, Opportunity Knocks. They won first place on the show, and watching at the time was Connie Callender, the wife of writer and producer Peter Callender. After telling her husband about the band, Peter and his partner, Mitch Murray, brought them in for an audition. Liking what they heard, the two offered Paper Lace a song they'd been working on called Billy Don't Be a Hero. It was a story-based song about a soldier in the Civil War, and the band jumped at the opportunity and recorded the song, which went to number one in the UK. After the UK success of Billy Don't Be a Hero, Callender and Murray brought the song to America, but before they could finalize a contract with Mercury Records, another band, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, had recorded a cover version of the song, which made it to number one in the US. Paper Lace was devastated, and when the opportunity came to record another song, they made sure to release it in the US before anyone could release a cover. It only made it to number three in the UK, but here in the US, the song made it to number one. Like Billy Don't Be a Hero, it was a story-based song, this time about a gang war on the east side of Chicago called The Night Chicago Died.
Of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died.
The song takes place in the late 1920s to early 1930s, when crime boss Al Capone held reign in the Chicago outfit for the trafficking of alcoholic beverages during Prohibition. The narrator, the son of a Chicago cop, says that his father's beat was the east side of Chicago. This has been a source of much controversy, with many people saying that the east side of Chicago is basically Lake Michigan. However, east side is in fact one of Chicago's 77 officially recognized neighborhoods and is located at the southern end of Chicago near the Indiana border. Coincidentally, it is near where Capone's home was at 7244 South Prairie Street on the same neighborhood block as the chief of police.
And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old east side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops a day. I heard my mama cry.
When the song became an American hit single, Paper Lace's manager thought it would be a good idea to work in some clever promotion with the city of Chicago. He sent a letter to Mayor Richard Daley with his suggestions, thinking that the band was going to get a hero's welcome with open arms. Instead, he received what he described as a rude letter, ending with the phrase, quote, "One more question, are you nuts?"
Yes, indeed. Then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Yes, indeed. The night Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. The night Chicago died.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.